Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hi, Norman. This is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Yeah. Now I'm. We can go in. We done a little bit ago. We need to ask some question about the our form. Fill it up for the one that you sent me.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Hi, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, Win wife. So I would like to fill up the form, but I don't understand that. So I would like to ask you some question.
Sure, let me pull it up for you guys real quick.
Yes, please, so that you know I will know how to fill it up.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Guys had some exciting weather out there, huh?
Yeah, it's really hot.
It was a lot of rain, and then it was really hot.
Oh yeah. My place too hot.
So let's see here. There you are. Personal financial statement. So you're talking about the personal financial statement, right?
Yes. And then do I need to send you some, the bank statement?
Yes, just 3 months of the most recent business bank statements. All I need is just the first page, there.
Oh, okay. All right. And bank statement, I use like two banks. So only I will put it one bank statement, and then over here the cash and cash on hand and in bank. So all total I will write down. Is that it will be okay?
Actually, if there's any way you could provide both the bank statements. They'll probably want to look at both because they'll see that you've been depositing to a different account, and they'll probably want to look at both in that case. Is there a way you can get a statement for both bank statements?
Once we can do is like just cash something like that. So I combine estimate. I will put it. I will write it down. Because it said there's cash on hand and in bank, so.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, you can put that. As long as you have the account information, does it ask for the account information there? Let me see here.
All right.
Assets, cash in hand, and in banks. Okay, I see what you're saying.
So bank is me and my husband. So the name, we need to write it down below of our name, right?
Yes. Yeah, I have you on the loan as well. So.
Okay.
So you're just going through it at this point?
Okay. So you already got it?
Oh, did you email it to me? Were you talking to me on that? Did you just email it to me or something?
Are you talking to me, sir?
Yes. Yeah, I was just seeing.
Oh. You said that you're gonna pull it up. The one that you sent it to me.
Oh yeah, I had it up there.
Financial statement.
Okay. Yeah, I did have it up. Sorry, I thought you were just filling it out as we were speaking. I apologize.
All right.
But so yeah, so it says cash on hand and in banks. So right, so that'd just be what you actually have as far as cash, and then what you have in your banks as far as
Okay, so and I understand the saving account, and how about IRA or other retirement account? That one, do you mean that like 401k, something like that, the one that we save?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like a 401k, any sort of investment account that you have, stocks, bonds, you know, things of that nature.
I don't have the other things. So I have 401, so that one. And then how about, what does this mean? Account and notes receivable.
So notes receivable would be if you're being paid, like your husband currently is being paid now for driving, if you have a job as well, that's what you'd put in there, just the amount that you're paid. Let's see here.
The one that I have to pay something, that's what I should write down?
No, I believe it's actually what you would be paid, but let me look at one that I just received, and then I'll be able to give you a better answer there. So...
Okay, so let's move another one. It said that life insurance in the bracket cash surrender value. What does that mean? That means, you know, I have the life insurance. How much amount that, you know, if I die, I'm die, you know, my will get, the insurance will give, you know, how many thousand, is there something like that?
Right, exactly. Just be how much you're insured for life insurance, just the amount.
Okay. And then stock and bond described in section 5. That one, if I have a stock and bond that I said something, I should write it down, right?
Right, yeah. Just the number of shares that you have, name of them, the actual cost, the current market value, and then... The actual date that you receive that quote, which would, you know, if you have a current one, today's date would be the idea.
Okay, and the real estate is, let's say I have a house, so house values, that should I write that the house value?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and then the other thing is source of income. The salary is me and my husband, like a gross pay, a gross income. Should I write down gross income?
Correct. Yeah, the gross. Yeah, before any taxes or payroll or anything's taken out.
All right. Okay. So that part I already understand. So liability. Let's say liability, account payable. So what does that mean? Oh, what kind of thing that I have to write down?
So accounts
number
payable.
At the number
three. Okay. So accounts payable. Let's see here. The other person that sent this in. So that would be how much you pay monthly as far as bills go, and it can just be a ballpark. You know, like your car payments combined. Liabilities would be basically your bills. So the total roughly on the accounts payable that you actually make monthly. Minus looks like next to that it says notes payable to banks.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. It says section 4.
Notes payable to bank mean what if I owed do you mean like a credit bill or something like that?
Exactly right. Yeah, it would be like for a credit card or a car payment, if your mortgage is through your bank, for example, and then I just want you to reflect what it is on section 4.
Okay. All right. Okay, then let's move. Section 4 is bank or other. Okay. And stock and bond, we don't have that stock and bond. And then, okay, number 6. type of property. This one, we have a house, and then we original cost is how much did we bought that house? Is that mean?
Correct. Original? Yeah, and for the type of property, you can just put single family residence.
Yes, it's a single house.
Right, yeah, so for the type of property, you just put single family, then the date you purchased it, and then the original cost, and then how much it's worth now, the present market value.
And the name of title holder, that is, you know, the house, the name of title holder?
That would be whoever your mortgage is currently through.
Okay.
Or whether it's like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, you know, something like that.
Oh, I see. That one is name of mortgage holder, right?
Right.
Okay. Mortgage account.
Mortgage. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It would be you. Since you own the property, the name of the title holder, you're actually the owner. So you'd put your name, your name and your husband's name there, actually.
Where? The name of title holder?
Right. Yeah, you put your name and your husband's name there.
Oh. Oh, God.
Because once it's owned, you'll actually own the title.
Name of title holder means my husband and me of our name, right?
Correct, okay. Right.
And the name of mortgage is where that we get, you know, we have mortgage from.
Exactly. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Mortgage number, I understand about this one. Okay. Other, number seven, other personal property and other assets. Like, what is number seven means? Like what?
So that would be like any vehicles that you own, any trucks, trailers. And then they'd want to put, you know, like for the year, the make, the model, and then how much it's worth and how much you currently owe.
Okay. So like, you know, a car?
Right, like the cars, the trucks, the semi-truck, for example.
Okay. All right. And then number eight is unpaid taxes. That one, you know, what does it mean?
Unpaid taxes. So if you owe any taxes currently? Since you just started up the business, you probably don't have any unpaid taxes.
We don't have. This means we write it down and no, right?
Right, you can just put zero or none.
Mm-hmm. Oh, zero. All right. And other liabilities?
So that could be like student loans,
student, you know, things loans. That okay, so we don't have it. We should put NA or...
Right, you can put NA or none. That's fine.
Okay, none. And the life insurance health, number 10, what should...
So you would just want to put term policy on that and then how much it's actually per individual.
All right.
So, for example, term policy, $200,000 on Wynn and then term policy, $200,000 on Tim.
Okay.
For example. All right. Or whatever you guys have,
I
obviously.
Got it, number 10. And then... Oh, okay. This, and then we sign it up and date it and send it to you.
Okay.
And then if something like, you know, you still need, then, you know, just let us know and then we will resend it back to you.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. And then also just the 3 months of bank statements, just the first page as well.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you. If you have any other questions, just let me know.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
You too. Thank you very much.